Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 28 kuNhlolanja 2021 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, sokulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezilithumi lambili lengxenye 12,579 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yeSinopharm eZimbabwe.
My cabinet and myself in 2 weeks will be next confirmed and come. I'll be vaccinated.
Ngizahlatshwa njalo lengisebenza labo ukuqula le cabinet bazahlatshwa.
Lokhu kulabanye abantu abathandabuza isimo sejekiseni yeSinopharm lemfundiso eyethulwa nguhulumende. Induna zakwelezimbabwe lezakwazulu zithi kumele kume ukudubula naphakathi kwabadabuka eZimbabwe lamaZulu eGoli.
Ababuye emngcwabeni ababekayo namhlanje bayofihla, sithi mase bebuyile abahlale phansi, hlale phansi bambe umthetho.
Odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele Germany usungula uhlelo lokunceda abantwana emaphandleni abahluphekayo. Wezamasiko siqhubekela phambili ngengxoxo yokulotsholwa kwamantombazana enkundleni zokuxhumana. Zalethulela ezabatsha ezamasiko ezokholo lesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulomsakazo. Abezempilakahle intethele izindaba labezomvikela abedlula inkulungwane ezilithumi lambili lengxenye 12,579 sebehlatshwe ijekiseni yeSinopharm eZimbabwe kusukela ngesikhathi kuqala uhlelo lokuhlaba abantu kusenzela ukuvikela uZulu kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Umavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Okhangelane lohlelo lokuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-COVID-19 ekuhlangothi lwezempilakahle, uDokotela Agnes Mawumva utshele iphephandaba leSunday Mail ukuba kukhangelelwe ukuthi kuzahlatshwa abantu abaningi kunsukwana ezilandelayo, njengoba uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esethi ijekiseni yeSinopharm kayibulali. Abanye abongi bathi bayawesaba umuthi lo onikezwe eZimbabwe ngeleChina. Umnangagwa uthi ilizwe lizathola amanye njalo amajekiseni alumuthi ohluzwe inkampani yakweleChina azahlatshwa yena. Abakudalela cabinet labanye abantu elizweni lonke jikelele.
My cabinet and myself in 2 weeks when the next confirmation comes, I'll be vaccinated. You'll be vaccinated and the cabinet ministers.
Ngizahlatshwa njalo lengisebenza labo ukuqula le cabinet bazahlatshwa. Umongameli Xi Jinping usesinike amanye amajekiseni angu
200,000.
Kodwa abantu lokhe bekhala ngokungabi lemfundiso eyeneleyo emayelana lokuhlatshwa kwaZulu ijekiseni yeSinopharm. Omunye wabasola okwenziwa nguhulumende ngumnumzana Collins Ncube.
Abilinganisa ku-clinical trial, so kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi sizakhamizi kunje ubekwazi ukuthi uyenze i-decision informed, ngoba kathesi kuyapha ngithiwa kuyahlatshwa ungakwazi ukuthi kuhambisana njani nemizimba yethu thina. Indaba yakhona iyahlupha.
Omunye njalo ngumnumzana Nqobizitha Khumalo, isikhulumeli sebandla le-People's Democratic Party.
Ukwenza ukuthi abantu bale kathesi kabakakwazi kababi lolwazi kakhulu ngalolu lutho, kodwa ngemva kwesikhathi kumbe zabunduka ekuhambe njani khonapho ukuthi umbijekiseni selifikile iningi labantu lihlatshwe ngombe kahlatshwanga. Enye into ehlupha ukuthi iye njengokukhuluma kwabantu abaningi abantu kabawuthembi lowo muthi.
Kodwa uMnangagwa uthi kumele abantu behlatshwe ijekiseni yeSinopharm njengalokhu okwenziwe ngumsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga. Bekukhangelelwe ukuba uMnangagwa uzakhuluma namhla ngohlelo lokuvalela abantu ezindlini kusenzelwa ukuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-COVID-19. Umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 sowabulala abantu abedlula inkulungwane lengxenye 1,463 selokhu waqhamukayo kweleZimbabwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis.
In induna zithi sokumele abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe labakwaZulu babeke phansi izibhamu kulandele ukudutshulwa lokubulawa kwabantu abedlula ichumi okubikwa ukuba abanye babo bafele eHillbrow eyovele leBeria. Kwenziwe umhlangano namuhla eJohannesburg zinduna ezithe ukulwa lokhu kudalwe izigebengu okumele zibotshwe. Induna ezingene umhlangano lo zigoqela umnumzana Siphiwe Mhlongo, uNdwandwe uDlameni, uThulani Mgoqo Jubane, leziphatha amandla zenhlanganiso emele abadabuka eZimbabwe eZimbabwe Community in South Africa. Induna uMhlongo uthi kumele kuphele ukubulawa kwabantu eJohannesburg.
Imbiko lena isizwile kwabanye umthombo yendaba kwezinye iy'nhlelo ethi kulwa uZulu nabafowethu baseZimbabwe ayilona iqiniso, kodwa kukhona ukuthi kuneqeqebane laseZimbabwe elibambe inkunzi lapha ey'tolo. Kulezi y'tolo-ke khona abafowethu lapha abayibhilisayo ngokugada ekuthiwa amanda khava babadubula-ke babavulaleke. Kwenzekile-ke ey'ndaweni ey'hlukene la eHebron naseUvel bafaka abantu kanjalo. Kwezinye iy'ndawo kubikuthi usecurity lo suke lapho mayesehamba bamlandela bamshaye bamphuce isibhamu. Ngenye indlela ke namhlanje umhlangano wethu besinawo nenduna esinazo lapha eUvel uthe wonke umuntu akabuyele kumntu wakumo awumtshele ukuthi impi ayikho. Iy'gebengu lezi siyithumela abafowethu baseZimbabwe abayitshele ukuthi azingakwenzi ukuthi y'bambe inkunzi la.
Lokhu kusekelwa yinduna uNdwandwe.
Nabakuye emngcwabeni ababekayo namhlanje bayofisa sithi mase bebuyile abahlale phansi, hlale phansi bambe umthetho. Zonke iy'nduna sizokudlulisa kuzo ey'nduna zakithi eZimbabwe, sihlangene nazo induna uJubane njengalokho esekhulumile uJomane Mhlongo, nabe sihlangene naye induna uDlamini, bikhona induna yamaqhamu ibikhona, sihlangene nezinye-ke iy'nduna engingayibala ezikhona, kodwa nje kulo mlilo oshayo sithi cha awume.
Induna uJubane laye uyakusola kakhulu okwenzakala eJohannesburg.
Inhlangothi zombili ngapha kwaZulu nangapha esinyeni zakithi samahlabeni, ngithi mina ayiphele lento, siyacela abantu bakithi umuntu abothi uma esendaweni yenye indoda afika ihloniphi indawo yenye indoda, ngoba lo la isikhona la umuzwa wenye indoda kuyadingeka ukuthi umuntu uma esemzini wenye indoda afika ahloniphi.
Omele ubulelani lobhengula Khumalo wakhethwa ngumndeni wakokhumalo ukuba yinkosi yamaNdebele uNumzana Bonman Khumalo uthi kumele abantu badonse ndawonye ukwenzela ukumisa udlame olwenzakala eGoli.
Lobo yibugebengu okumele sibukhuze sonke sihlangene. Yilokho mhlawumbe abanye babone lamavidiyo uJubane ekhuluma, Mhlongo ekhuluma, uNgqabuthi uMabhene ekhuluma, loNdwandwe uNxumalo ekhuluma. Yikho-ke hhayi bakwethu lanxa kuweyokhona izinto lapha lalaphayana, kodwa-ke hhayi siyawubhula umlilo njalo ubugebengu phansi lobugebengu ngeke sikuvume.
UMnumzana Ngqabuthi uMabhena, umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, uthi ukubulawa kodabuka kwaZulu kwadala inkemenkemele.
Kulezigebenga ezizalwa eZimbabwe ezilapha eGoli ezasuka zisiyabamba inkunzi kwesinye sezitolo eHillbrow. Isitolo leso umuntu osilindayo singathi ngugadi kumbe security guard ongumZulu ngokuzalwa, bathe ma befika lapho bamdubula, bangena ngaphakathi bayatshontsha, bayenza lokho abakwenzayo ubugebengu babo. Bathe ma bephuma bathola ukuthi udubuleke esiswini akazange adlule emhlambeni, babuye bamdubula-ke waseyabhubha. Kusukela lapho-ke izigebengu lezo lalabo abasebenza esithi ngama-undercover ikakhulu ababuya kwaZulu basebeqala-ke ukudubulana kuhamba sekudingwana. Kasila siqiniseko lenani labantu abadutshulweyo badlula emhlabeni, abanye babala ukuthi kungenzeka kube ngabantu abangu-8, abanye bathi kungenzeka kube ngabantu abangu-13 indawana zonke, kodwa kasilayo inamba eqondileyo.
Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma lesiphatha amandla sikahulumende wakwele South Africa lezeZimbabwe ngodaba lolu.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumakhakhasi athi 909 AM 4930 6175 laku 7255 kHz ku shortwave.
Umculi odabukayo eZimbabwe ohlala kwele Germany unothando nomina bhulu usebutshanise inkulungwane ezingamajumi amabili zamadola emelika 20,000 yokuthengela abantwana abaswelayo ukudla elizweni. Uzaqala uhlelo olubizwa ngokuthi #StopHungerInZim eChankwe esabelweni seMatabeleland South. Usebenza le nhlanganiso yesizo lwethu ekhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Shelter Dlomani Diamond Masina. Ake sizwe unkosikazi Masina ekhuluma ngodaba lolu.
Sanibonani emakhaya, ibizo lwami nguShelter Masina, ngingumphathi wenhlanganiso okuthiwa yisizo lwethu. Njengoba izo lethu lisitsho, inhloso yenhlanganiso yethu ikusiza abantu abaswelayo ngezempilakahle, ikakhulu abantu basemakhaya. Siyajabula ukuthi sesixhasane le World Peace Berlin le AMX Foundation ngohlelo lokudla ebantwaneni besikolo. Uhlelo lolu lulethwe ngomunye wazalwa wakhuliselwa khonale ebulilima eChankwa.
Awusitshele ngamafutshane ke ngonkosazana Nothando Nomina Bhulu.
Lintokazi kuthiwa nguNomina ingumhlabeleli khonale emazweni. Isifiso sakhe besekuyikuthi ancedise lapho aphuma khona, aqale ngesikolo lapho afunda khona, ebeselandela ngokuncedisa izikolo esemaduzane. Ngokuya kwesikhathi ubefisa ukuthi wonke umntwana oswelayo ethole usizo iZimbabwe yonke jikelele. Sithanda ukubonga kakhulu kulabo abathe basixhasa kulumsebenzi esithe sifisa ukuthi siwenze. Kathesi umuma uchiphanga nge-COVID leyi, abantu abaningi baswele imisebenzi yabo, ngakho abenelisa ukuthenga ukudla okwaneleyo for abantu babo. Ngakho besifisa ukuthi abantwana labo belist bethole ukudla ezikolweni. Siyabonga kakhulu i-World Peace Berlin, sibonge la i-AMX, but ikakhulu sibonge uNomina ngokwakhe ngoba kakhohlwanga lapha avela khona. Kukaningi ukuthi abantu besuke lapho abakhulela khona bekhohlwe, kodwa uNomina uthe yena ufisa ukuthi ebisele kulabo abamkhulisayo kulapha azalelwa khona. So siyabonga kakhulu Nomina, siyabonga kulabo abadonethayo, siyabonga kulabo abasixhasileyo kumsebenzi omuhle kangaka.
Unkosikazi Shelter Dlomani Diamond Masina, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yesizo lwethu, sixoxe laye ekobulawayo. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sisikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Wayengumongameli wakwele Melika uMnumzana Donald Trump ukhangelelwe ukuthi namhla kusihlwa uzakhuluma emhlanganweni webandla lama-Republicans okuthiwa yi-Conservative Political Action Conference. Lokhu kuzaba ngokuqala ukuba uTrump abonakale emphakathini kulandela unqotho kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe nyakenye nguMnumzana Joseph Biden webandla lama-Democrats. Amapholisa esida akuhlangothi lwe-Federal Bureau of Investigations athi usebonakele umuntu wabulala ipholisa ngozibandlela ngesikhathi yabalandeli bawayengumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump bengena ejala le-Congress befisa ukuthi kumiswe ukubalwa kwama-electoral votes. UMnumzana Anthony Blinken okhokhela uhlangothi lukahulumente wakwele Melika olubona ngokudlelana labanye amazwe uthi kumele inhlanganiso ye-African Union ingenele kumvukela we-Tigray lapho uhulumente okuthiwa ubulala abantu mahlayana esenzela unqoba amalecatha e-Tigray People's Liberation Front. Manje sokwisikhathi sezamasiko.
Senamasiko senzi bomandla
baba mkhulu
namasiko
babelobo
Kalo masiko lokuphila kwabantu zonke zonke siqhubekela phambili sixoxa lo mnumzana Zifiso Masiye ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu osanda kulobolisa umntwana.
Uyingcwethi ke uyise omncane entweni ze-information technology lakoZoom lapho. Kube lula kuye ukuba nguZoom host lokusihlanganisa sonke. Umkakhe uninomncane womntwana nguye obebhodabhoda in between thina labakhwenyana ngeWhatsApp ehlanganisa lapho okumele ahlanganise khona. Ubabakazi ube kuZoom engathi iZoom Station 3 eLeeds, England. Udadewabo omdala laye ube kuZoom Station number 4 eUmonde, eGoli. Abakhwenyana bebe kuZoom Station number 5 eRustenburg, njalo njalo. Kodwa ngeZoom ngingathi besihlangene ndawonye sonke. Bekudingeka ke sonke sibe le-Wi-Fi le-network ebambekayo eqinileyo. Bekudingeka sibe lamafoni awe-backup uma kusiwa i-network. Imali zamafoni, imali ze-Zoom, imali ezenza ukuthi umhlangano uqhubeke kuhle. Sizifake khona phana kuma-charges amalobolo ngoba yibo phela kumele abasilandileyo.
Okunye ke baba Masiye
kudingeka ukuthi o-anti labogogo abaqakathekileyo emsebenzini onje babe khona kodwa basekelwe eduze ngabatsha abalolwazi lwezinto zabo Zoom. Bekudingeka njalo sicetshiswe kahle kahle ngokulandela lokulandelwa kwezinto zomkhuba wokuvela lokulobola ngabadala abalolwazi. Silandele wona kuyiloba sisebenzisa isimanjemanje. Sive laye umfundisi wokusibika enkosini lokusihola ngemlayo lemthandazo. Konke lokhu bekuhleliwe kwalotshwa phansi kuprogram yokulobola, program that was shared and distributed umsebenzi ungakasungulwa.
Lina ke baba Masiye lenze njani kukho konke lokhu?
Yebo, kudingeka ukuthi thina abeqembu lentombazana siqale sihlangane sibonisane siphane amazopha lama roles njalo sithi yes iprocess yonke singakemukeli izethekeli zethu. Kuhleliwe ke babadube ukuthi number 1 ukungena iguma imalini kuZoom abakhwenyana bazibika esangweni ngokucela ukungena iZoom meeting. Ngingathi iZoom meeting sokuliguma. So bayacela ukuthi sicela ukungena kuZoom meeting. Nxa becela sesijaja ke imali yokungena. Bangena sibabone kuZoom kuma-Zoom windows abo bayahlaliswa phansi njengabakhwenyana. Khonapho lapho abakhona kumbe kusemzini yabo kumbe kusemahofisini bayakhupha izicathulo banabe njengenjayelo. Abethu sibahlawulisile ke ukubona bengena nje begqoke amakawuzo. Baxotshwa egumeni bagqoka kuhle okuhloniphekayo baphenduka sebehlawulile. Kukhona ikomiti ke eyama-negotiation ebekwa ku-WhatsApp group eza kuba ibhoda ngasese iye-negotiator ma kulezikhalazo zenhlawulo ezithile. Then two isivulamlomo. Bangena abakhwenyana kuZoom bamukele sebeza kutsho abahamba ngakho.
Ake siba lapha namhlanje uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Saqhubeka ngengxoxo le lomnumzana Zifiso Masiye. Sikasizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontungameli Gomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungameli Gomo. Lamhlanje silesethekeli.
Linjani ncebo zikaThixo? Okhulumayo ngubaba uSibanda uBusani ngaphansi kwe-African Spirituality Religion kolo yakwantu. Ngibonga lami leli thuba engilitholile. Ngibonga kakhulu. Ngingeke ngibe mude. Bengicela nje ukuthi ngishiye nani lokho enginakho. Incwadi esizayithola ngika Matthew chapter 1 verse 1. Uthi uJesu Kristi efika okwakuqala wazithakazelela. Wathi nginguJesu Kristi indodana kaJosefa oJosefa ababuya emuva kuJakobe, Jakobe kubo Davida, Davida kubo Isaac, Isaac kubo Abraham. Wayebiza okhokho bakhe ngamanye amagama, wayezithakazela, wayezixhumanisa labo okhokho bakhe, wayebonisa imvelaphi yakhe, wayebonisa ukuzazi ukuthi ungubani. Bantu bakaThixo, singabantu siphila sinempande, impande zethu yimva yethu, never sizazi ukuthi siyaphi singakazazi ukuthi sibuya kuphi, never uzazi ukuthi uyaphi ungakazazi ukuthi ubuya kuphi. Simlandela kanjani ozazi impande zakhe thina singazazi impande zethu? UJesu Kristu wayezazi impande zakhe ukuthi ngibuya kuphi, okhokho bami ngobani, ukhokho bami ngobani, nabobani nabobani. Wayezazi uJesu Kristu ukuthi uyaphi, never uzazi ukuthi uyaphi ungazazi ukuthi ubuya kuphi. Isihlahla ukuze sime zimpande, sibhalazwe zimpande. Once wasikhipha impande isihlahla kasimi. Lathi singabantu ukuze sime siphile silempande lapho esibuya khona. Kumele sizazi impande zethu lapho esibuya khona. Yikho siyozazi ukuthi siya kuphi. Namhlanje emhlabeni ubona kunje kumoshakele. Sisukile kwimpande zethu, silahlile impande zethu. Kodwa sithi silandele uJesu. UJesu Kristu ubezazi, ubexhumene lempande zakhe. That's why ubezazi ukuthi uyaphi. Thina siphumile kwimpande zethu, kodwa sithi singabalandeli bakaJesu. Kodwa sizazi impande zethu. Kodwa uJesu Kristu ubezazi impande zakhe. Yikho simuzwa uma efika kuMathew okokuqala ukhuluma ngempande zakhe. Yikho simbona uJesu powerful. Yikho simbona uJesu wayesenza into zenzeki. Because wayezazi impande zakhe. Namhlanje thina singama-Afrika silahlile impande zethu, asizazi ukuthi singobani, kodwa sithi siyazi lapho esiya khona. Ayenzeki le nto, kumele uzazi ukuthi ungubani, ubuya kuphi, yikho uzokwazi ukuthi uya kuphi. Yikho namhlanje Afrika kunje, yikho sibhekana lezimo ezinje. Sile diamond, sile gold, sile platinum, sila yonke into, but siyisona sona sizwe esihluphekayo. Siyathandaza, siyazila, but why uNkulunkulu angasiphenduli? Inkinga yethu silahlile impande zethu, asizazi ukuthi sibuya kuphi. uNkulunkulu ukumuntu ozaziyo. Once wazazi ukuthi ubuya kuphi, uhloniphe impande zakho lapho ubuya khona, uzoba loxhumano lomdali wakho. Uthi uNehemaya mayezwa kuthiwa amathuna bokhokho bakadilikile, ulese sizwayo kuso wacela, wathi ngicela ukubuyela ngiyokwakhela amathuna okhokho bami, ngiyozixhumanisa le mpande zam. Ngiyalincekwazi lapho esiya khona. Ngiyangizwa abantwana bakaThixo, ngiyiphetha, cela ukuthandaza nani fihlo iyezulu, mfihlo ingcwele. Singabantwana bakho eAfrika, siyisizwe esinakho konke bonke ubucwebe. Ngisho naphesheya igold liphusuka la, iplatinum la, ichrome la, wonke ama-minerals la. Singabantu abathandazayo, siyazila, silo mhlasile kwezenhle, sile yilwane, kodwa siyisona esizwe esihluphekayo. Inkinga ikuphi? Silahlile impande zethu, asilaxhumano lempande zethu. UNkulunkulu wesizwe esizaziyo, sixolele mdali, sipha amandla, siqinise, silekelele. Simbona uJesu wafika yena wabonisa ukuzazi, wazazi impande zakhe. Yikho sibona uJesu powerful. Siyakubonga mdali wakho konke, siqinise ebunzimeni, sipha amandla, sizifune ukuthi singobani. Yikho siyozazi ukuthi siya kuphi. Ngiyakhuleka mdali wakho konke. Amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo vuselela umoya. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungami Lenkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungami Lenkomo. Sike sizwe ezabatsha silo Mike Wobe.
Yebo yebo yebo, thakazo muhle zimpapo muhle lingalichona njani izulu kandaba. Ngiyalibingelela kuhlelo lwethulwa namhlanje, igama nguMike Hobe. Namhla kuhlelo silo Robert Malunda, nguye owasungula uhlelo lweGateway to Elation olujonge ukuthuthukisa abantu abakhubazekileyo ngokungaboni. UMalunda uzasitshela okuningi ngohlupho ababhekane lalo elizweni phansi kohlelo lweCOVID-19 lockdown kanye lokunye. Malunda, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Sixoxa ngokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 elizweni. Tshela uZulu umbono wakho ngalolu daba.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mike. Inhlupho ezinye esihlangana nazo ukuthi i-lockdown le isivale ukuthi abantu bengathengisi, ikakhulu labo okuthiwa informal sector. Kwenza ukuthi abantu abangaboniyo nabo babanjwe yile ingxaki yokuswelakala kwemali lokuswelakala kokudla. Kuthi labo-ke abangaboniyo ngalesi sikhathi se-lockdown kusuka kube nzima ngoba nxa uhamba lapha nemgwaqweni kwesinye isikhathi nxa sokumele uchaphe umgwaqo kuyamele uncediswe. Uyabungazi ukuthi umuntu okuchaphisayo lapho emgwaqweni ulawo noma ngala lomkhuhlane.
Kodwa ngiyabona phela ukuthi hayi ngempela liyasebenza gadalala ngalesi sikhathi kule COVID-19. Ngiyazi ukuthi ulohlelo lwe-Gateway to Elation olujonge ukusiza abantu abangaboniyo. Awusitshele okuningi mayelana nalolu hlelo.
Ngiyabonga. I-Gateway to Elation isiza abantu abangaboniyo ngokubafundisa ulwazi lwakulezi suku lwamakhompyutha ukuthi benelise ukusebenzisa leyo mtshina.
Mina njengomuntu obonayo olamehlo vele, I'm very reliant nxa sisebenzisa bo-keyboard. Lina likwenza njani-ke?
Sisebenzisa lokho okuthiwa i-screen reader. So i-screen reader i-program enza ukuthi i-computer ikhulume. So lokho kuyabe kumbalela ukuthi esikrinini kule nto enje. Lasemafonini-ke efanayo silelo futhi i-talkback kuma-Android phone le-voice over u-iPhone.
Manje imitshina yonke le efunakalayo iyatholakala lula na elizweni?
Imitshina leyi msakazi ayitholakali. Abantu abangaboniyo njengabantu abangenamali le-Gateway to Elation njengenhlanganiso esathuthukayo ayikabi lawo amandla okubana iphi abantu leyo mitshina. Kodwa sisebenzelana lokho kuthiwa ama-American Spaces, inhlangano ze-American Embassy ezigcweleyo elizweni lonke leli, yikho esilayela khona abantu njalo lokubafundisela khona.
Inhlelo lezi ziyathuthukisa njani abantu abangaboniyo kulesi sikhathi abantu bavalelwe ezindlini?
Thina njenge-Gateway to Elation inhlelo zethu ziyaqhubeka. Siyazama ukuthi labo abangelamafoni becele ezihlobeni zabo, ezihlotsheni zabo ukuthi besiboleke amafoni abo nxa sisenza inhlelo zethu. Lathi nxa silakho silokubanika idatha ukuthi bebe nayo bethole information eqondileyo, ngoba yabona ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID kunamanga amaningi agcweleyo, lokwethuselana okuningi okugcweleyo lapha ku-WhatsApp. Kodwa-ke siyabe sifisa ukuthi umuntu abe le information eqondileyo, ulwazi oluqondileyo mayelana le-COVID-19.
Hayi Robert, siyabonga. Siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoyi. Zulukandaba, abafisa ukuxhumana lo-Robert, lakho ukuxhumana laye ku-WhatsApp kunombolo ethi +263 775 579 305. Silukugqiba lapha uhlelo lwanamhla Zulukandaba. Sohlangana ngolwesibili kuhlelo The Connection. Oliver Lisayo ngiyenjabulo. Igama lami nguMike Hove. Bye bye.
Siyabonga kakhulu Mike Hove. Ngakugqibi uhlelo lwanamhlanje wothi sikhangele ebesilazo. Sokunabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezilithumi lambili lengxenye 12,975 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni ye-Sinopharm. Kodwa lokhu kulabanye abantu abathandabuza isimo sejekiseni le mfundiso ethulwa nguhulumente. Induna zakwaleZimbabwe lezakwaZulu zithi kumele kume ukudubulana phakathi kwabadabuka eZimbabwe lamaZulu eGoli. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.